I'm Matthew Viriapa, intern over here at KOSU. I interviewed Trip Sitters way back in fall of last year. Trip Sitters is an indie rock trio hailing from Norman, Oklahoma. And like many musical outfits from Norman, the group formed while two of the members, Michael and Jeremiah, had attended the University of Oklahoma. Eventually, the drummer Logan moved down from Tulsa, and the three have been together ever since. In this interview, they talk about their first EP, and stick around to the end to hear some soon-to-release music. What instruments or what role do you guys each play in the band?
I'm Michael, and I play the guitar.
Yeah, and I'm the singer. I also play guitar.
And I play the drums.
You guys have been playing around town a lot, but you're still fairly new, right?
Yeah.
When did you guys first start playing together?
Less than a year.
Yeah.
Less than a year.
Less than a year ago, yeah. We released a demo back in, I think it was Christmas or like the day after.
If you were to describe your band and like put it in a genre, I guess first off, would you? And what would it be?
Yeah, man, totally would.
Yeah. I'd say the most general genre we'd classify ourselves as is indie.
I'd say like indie pop rock.
Indie rock, indie pop.
Yeah.
But also like some indie spacey dream elements rock. As yeah. well, yeah.
Some dream ooh, rock, yeah.
Ooh, I like indie dream rock.
Indie too. Dream rock, I think that's
I'm into
that's
that
us.
One.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's us.
Trip Sitters, indie dream rock band.
How did you guys first meet?
Well, me and Jeremiah, this is Logan speaking, me and Jeremiah here, we met in high school, and he was like the only person that I ever really wrote music with back in the day. We kind of like rejoined when he was in college, and then, you know, Michael came in.
And then I met Jerry Crank, as I like to call him, right here in the halls of OU, my freshman year of college. And we were really good friends, and we were roommates. Yeah. And we always played music, but just never done a project together. And so, you know, now we're just kicking it.
We had played a house show together, I guess it was last Halloween, mm-hmm. in separate bands. Michael was in his old band, and we were playing together. And so after that show, we just kind of realized, why aren't we playing together? and so it was kind of weird having, you know, knowing him from high school and then meeting him in college and kind of worlds coming together.
Is this a collection of songs that you've been working on since, like, the inception of the band?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so Who Is Real's the first song that we released.
With my brand new shoes and I'm running down the sidewalk, shades keep covering the light that could have blinded me if I hadn't changed my thoughts. Will you walk with me down a boulevard of memory, stop and think and wonder what we're meant to be? We'll take it day by day. Is this what I needed? Is this how tell me?
It was a demo at first, and so that was the first song on the EP, Empty Daydream. And then the others we had pretty much worked on since then. Some were newer than others, but mm-hmm. some we'd been working on since February, March, way back earlier in the year.
I've always wondered what it's like to feel so free. Listen closely, staring at the sea. Will you cruise with me down an avenue of melody? Stop and think and wonder what we're meant to be. We'll take it day by day. Is this what I needed? Is this how I'm feeling? Tell me. Tell me what changed and how did it happen? Who is real and who's just passing through? Ooh, it's been a journey finding direction. Ooh.
Who Is Real was kind of the way that we wrote a lot of the songs in this EP is I would kind of have this idea for like an instrumental, and I would bring that to Jeremiah and I would say like, hey, is this cool? Like, what does it make you think of? Can we put some lyrics on it? And so I think Who Is Real ended up being finished first, but Breath, I also started that instrumental maybe just a day or two before Who Is Real. Is there anything you remember about writing Who Is Real?
It was cool because that was one of the first times that we had like really started writing as Trip Sitters together. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting just trying to figure out like, all right, what do we want to sound like?
I just learned that breath has been a thing since I guessed Who Is Real.
Well, I don't think, well, so it wasn't like totally done or anything. Like,
oh, yeah,
it was just that instrumental.
But yeah. Like, you never played that for me before. I feel hurt.
I'm sorry.
Those chords just are too good together.
It's just some freaking news. Logan didn't know.
I'm upset.
Oh no, Logan's mad.
Alone in a field.
So when you're like, I guess, coming upon these chords, are you trying to like, are you just messing around a little bit, or are you actually like aiming to go to like a certain feel or vibe?
I find that inspiration is best experienced organically. So like you'll have to be like experiencing new things, doing new things, challenging yourself in new ways, and that's when you'll be feeling the most inspired. Or just going through something that's like, you know, just a really specific feeling. And so when I find that I'm feeling, you know, I'm in that kind of mindset, just whatever I write usually ends up being an expression of how I am feeling at that time.
Don't you worry about it.
And so this was a great EP, I mean, because like I was meeting some of my best friends right here, and we were just figuring out our life and figuring out what we wanted to do and reflecting back on our past. And I find that even the more stuff I write, it's reflective of whatever I'm kind of going through at the time, even in the abstract sense, because I usually write mostly music. I'll help with lyrics, but mostly music.
I think that's what's most fun about it, is like doodling and just figuring something out, because like that's how Crush was. Crush was just like a doodle, something we had like been jamming on, and like trying to figure it out and mold it and like turn it into something that you want to express, and that like really, you know, puts your soul out there, makes you mm-hmm. makes you vulnerable. I think that's the best part about it.
Taking your experiences, your insecurities, and turning them into something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
what was it like exploring songwriting together as a band for the first time?
It was really cool because it was like a really collaborative process. I think like it was nice that someone could have an idea and could approach the group and be like, hey, here's a little something, and then we're all like, yeah, dude, that's great. let's expand on that. And so I think it's just a really nice creative, you know, environment for everyone to write in. And I think that's really conducive to a lot of cool things.
Mm-hmm. From this like 4-song EP, which one was, I guess, the most difficult to start writing and figure out like when it was done?
Works.
You think?
I would say
yeah,
because
that had quite a few.
That would be probably Words on Paper, because that process started back in February. So Michael and I had like began writing it way back in February. We had like gone to Dallas and we were writing some lyrics. We had come back and tried to record something, but it never like fully solidified until he moved down here and we started practicing it live. And even like up to the week before we went to the studio.
Like to the day that we were recording it.
I don't know, it just keeps getting tighter and tighter. It just keeps honing in on the sound. It kind of took shape. Like, I think the melody and some of the guitar riffs were there.
Yeah, but it wasn't even the full song yet. We were like, yeah, and I don't really want to push this either. Like, I don't want to rush it. I really want to flesh it out.
I hate putting words on paper, and I can't express the taste to savor. I've got a name.
By March, it was like done, I guess. It had taken shape. But even from March to when we recorded in July, it had changed even further. And then after our July session, it became kind of what it was. The last change that we made was an instrumental one, but we struggled with like fitting the lyrics in with the melody, with the guitar part, you know, in the first couple of months. So I think it was a combination of things.
You said you had like problems with like fitting the singing to the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
What were the difficulties?
Just sometimes it doesn't always fit. Sometimes you like, I don't know, you get stuck. Either you can't think of words to say or you can't think of a melody or a rhythm that kind of sticks.
Or it's like, you know, kind of like the abstract idea of what you want, like a line to communicate. Like you're like, I have to express this in just the right way to get that point across to anyone who's listening.
And like sometimes it takes like several different, you have to try different things. So it took like several different forms before it became what it was.
There's this one part that we changed like a week before. It's like a little instrumental section, and we really gave it some punch, I would say, by making just a few slight rhythmic tweaks.
So what emotion was it that you were trying to capture?
I mean, it was just about kind of getting lost in like in our youth, because like things can seem pretty dreamy and pretty distant, you know. You're not quite sure what's going to happen, so you're just trying to get lost in the experience of like where you are in the present. And that's kind of like what we were trying to capture.
And just that it can be really just stressful and difficult to exist sometimes. It's like, man. This is really hard, and we're doing our best to just make it through all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
what was it like? Like, were you guys just like sending snippets over to Logan and then he'd be like trying to create these drum, these yeah. rhythms and like
pretty
fills?
Much, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like, Michael would probably be playing like something that is kind of the feel, and mm-hmm. then I'd be like, oh, okay, awesome, and then kind of write
wow,
off of
what
that.
A, yeah, what a different time that practicing was for us, yeah. because at the time, to be able to send something to Logan, Jeremiah would oftentimes try and cover both guitars somehow, just in one playthrough, and I would be playing like, this is kind of what we're thinking for drums, and then he would like really bring his own zest and flavor.
When compared to like, compared to Crush, was Crush easier to write at all?
Some of the other songs, we had been like playing them for such a long time, so when we did get to the studio, it was just like, bang, that's how that song goes, mm-hmm. and then it was done, because we were just so used to mm-hmm. just playing those. But Crush, we were still kind of, like we were talking about earlier, still kind of developing, still writing it, still trying to figure out kind of the feel we wanted that song to be. Had only played it live the day before at kind of a send-off show
yep.
we had in Tulsa we were playing. There were even some mishaps at that show, like some broken strings.
See, I'm just trying to figure out.
Say like it took some more like abstract thinking, like out of the box, you know.
What's funny about Crush is that like even in like maybe I'm sure the week leading up to the studio, like it just wasn't even finished. Like we didn't even know how it ended. Like for a long time I just had like an intro and like a chorus and that was it. And I just had this like really cool idea for a chorus and I was like, oh, that's such a vibe. But I needed to find like the rest of that like music to, you know, like find the verse and stuff. Up until the last moment, we're probably still figuring that out. But it really came together.
And
as you were recording it, were there last minute changes or like last minute decisions?
Yeah. For example, Jeremiah and I both play guitar solo in that song, and neither of us had written it on the day that we were recording it. We just had to really quickly.
We each had like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And usually when I'm recording, I'm really specific about, oh, this needs to be just right. Like I'm really trying to communicate this specific feel. It has to be just right. But for that one, I was writing it and trying to get it in my body. I was like, I hope I can remember this. I hope I don't mess up. But the first track that we, or the first record we did of that, was a keeper, and so that was the one we used.
You're the one I can't refuse, and darling, that's all right. Do you believe in me? Do you believe in me? Oh, do you believe in me? Because I believe in you too.
collaborating for us took on a totally different meaning the further we got into being a band together, because Jeremiah and I, at this point, were living together. We were roommates, but Logan was still living in Tulsa, so it was actually really hard to collaborate on stuff in that way. So usually, at that point, it was I would come to Jeremiah with some kind of instrumental, and I was like, hey, what do you think of this? Like, do you think that we could make something of this? And we kind of dive into that and see what we thought it could be, or like what it wanted to be, kind of the emotional feel, and then we went from there. Yeah, so starting on like kind of a guitar draft, having like a rough idea for like an instrumental or what an instrumental could be, and then adding some lyrics on there and just really exploring. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what sets Crush apart from the other three, is that like the first three were the process of, you know, Logan making that trip and like doing this long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Our sweet baby boy. and then, you know, Crush, we had finished by the time that he moved to Norman here with us. And so I think that just we're going to continue to, you know, craft that now that we're all here together. And
well, yeah, and now, I mean, now that we're all together, everything is so much more collaborative, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's way easier because, you know, he lives within like a mile from us and we live together, so it's easy mm-hmm. to just be like, hey, here's this like guitar thing I wrote, what do you think? Instead mm-hmm. of being like, hey, I need you to FaceTime me right
so
now.
So that we can talk about this thing.
But
I'll
gonna...
send it to you later, don't worry. But
you're like, basically, I'm going to continue to write it while you're there. I'm just going to send you the updates. but now
thanks,
it's
man.
Like, but now it's like a very collaborative effort because mm-hmm. we're all here and we're all accessible.
Yeah, and we can all like practice together, play together.
And even like the songs that we wrote back like when we first started are completely different from like when we wrote them then, mm-hmm. which is really cool because like, you know, you're just finding that sound and figuring out what you want it to sound mm-hmm. like, you know?
What kind of direction, like what guided you to pick these four songs to put on the EP?
I think something that we really all clicked on about these four songs is they really captured just what we had experienced in life up mm-hmm. to that point. It just really, I don't know, we put everything that we felt and that we experienced in those 6 months just into those songs.
Mm-hmm. Were there any like direct inspirations?
Yeah, we've been getting inspired our whole lives.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
We've gone through so many different phases of listening to different things. I mean, are there any standout artists mm-hmm. to you for this EP?
Well, I mean, so it's just a combination of things because obviously we grew up with bands like Weezer, like mm-hmm. OK Go,
Green Day, the Beatles.
Blink 182, Beatles, like really solid bands, mm-hmm. but like even recently we've been really inspired by bands like Hippocampus. Artists like Tyler the Creator and Kali Uchis.
It's really opened us up to like a whole new form of expression, I would say. And it's really exciting because each time we write a new song, I feel like we more solidify, we get closer to really honing in that sound that we just want to be so bad. And it's just really exciting, a whole new era.
You're definitely still in that period of like trying to hone your voice and like trying to still figure it out.
It really is a call out to like us growing up and like how bad we wanted to be musicians growing up. So a lot of these songs have kind of that rock root, that indie rock root that was the music we listened to growing up. But even, you know, writing songs over time, even though there's only four, by the time we wrote Crush, which was the first song we released, but the last song we wrote, we had already had a totally different take on that rock, you know, that rock song formula.
This is like kind of a weird one for like not even a year old band where you guys made a documentary. mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, we're super yeah. excited about that.
So throughout this 8-month process, I'd say, we filmed basically everything that we did, just our day-to-day lives in that point and like the process. And so we've put together a little mini documentary over the EP. But yeah, we're really excited to release that because I think it's really cool to have like kind of an insight into like the intricacies of the things that we did and like how certain things were written, like by who, and like, I don't know, you get to really hear the crafting of the music, which is something that like I know we all really like with the musicians that we, you know, that we worship, that we, that we look up to.
Yeah, I mean, if I was growing up and a band I liked released this documentary, I'd be all over it.
Like, people didn't get enough of you guys talking about your music and your process here. They can get like a really like personal, intimate view in the documentary.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They can see how weird we are.
What do you think people will take away after watching the entire thing?
That we work really hard. Or at least that's what I hope.
I hope they see that and they get inspired to do it themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was like our favorite part of watching like our favorite musicians doing stuff like this. It's like mm-hmm. it inspired me to want to go like make music, and I wanted to like inspire people and, you know, let them know that like we're serious about this. Like, this is what we love to do. This mm-hmm. is like this what is we want to do.
This is how we want to spend our lives,
exactly.
basically.
Yeah, and I think people will really dig that. I think mm-hmm. people will really vibe with that. I don't want to waste my time.
Sitters is playing a farewell show this Saturday at Roots. You also heard snippets of their two new singles, I Feel Like No One Knows and Lucy, set to release July 26th.